First, you tell us that it is manly to keep your word. All right? If you are a man, you keep your word. And now all that the black people in this country are demanding, and even the black people in the whole world are demanding, is that you keep your word. You told us we were free. Well, then show us that we're free. You told us that there is justice, equality for all in this country. Well, then stick to your word. And let us see the justice and equality for all. Or else admit to us that you're not a man. You're a worm. You're afraid of us. You're afraid to give us equal stand. You're afraid that if you give us equal ground, that we will match you and we will override you. And if that's what you're afraid of us, then tell us that just what you're afraid of.
I don't know, guys. Normally, I step into the mic. I'm like jovial. I'm kind of feeling myself. I got music going on, but I'm not feeling that today. Let's see what I got. So let's do this. We're gonna keep it the way we always keep shit. So, welcome to the Politically Petty Podcast Show. I am your host, GW.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Y'all, I come to you today with a little different energy. And I come with this energy because I saw something today that it didn't break my heart, but it touched me in a way that I had to completely throw away my last show because I had to talk about this. And the reason why I'm adamant about today's show is because what I saw is the residue of a young woman who wants to be involved, is enthusiastic about being involved, has the fire and the passion to be involved, but she got to deal with knuckleheads. And what's so funny is the bullshit artists in our community, y'all. And we know who they are. And they fed this young woman some bullshit that has confused our whole mentality about what we need to know about politics and what we need to see and hear and feel and learn about politics. See, I figured this out a long time ago, y'all. There are a lot of people that want to eat the sausage, but they don't want to know how the sausage is made. They just want a flaming hot plate of shit sitting in front of them, but don't know how to cook. They don't know how to add a sprinkle of this, a sprinkle of that. They don't know how to flip shit over. They don't know how to toss it. Only thing they know how to do is sit their ass down at the table. Well, you know what? I'm sick of serving fools. I'm sick of fools of getting served. I'm sick of fools even getting inside to sit at the damn table. And I've said this for a long time. We've allowed some of the most disjointed, uncouth, intellectually incurious line of thought become commonplace in our community, become commonplace in our lexicon, become commonplace in our everyday vocabulary and context of the conversations that we have. And in essence, it's the reason why I had the Politically Petty Podcast Show, because I knew all the petty ass shit that's out there just waiting to come on board. And this is the crazy thing. They weren't waiting to come on board in the last administration during the last election. They're going to come on board now. When we trying to get our shit together, when like-minded people from all around this country came together to ex-nay the racist-ass piece of garbage that was in the White House before. But oh well, what do we got? So-called brothers and sisters, and you know who you are. Smart, dumb cats. All you Megan Thee Stallion wannabes with your little My Little Pony mindset. I said it. And I'm going to keep on saying it. And I'm going to keep on calling you busters, you marks, you Gilligans. Out. Every single time. You bags. Black and goofy. BND, Black Knight, Demic Black, and dumbasses. All of you. Oh, see, I tried to hold off. I tried to hold off. Get a little break. Let you try to catch up. But you don't want to catch up, apparently. Apparently, you don't want to do anything but just sit on your ass and just pontificate from the sideline, throw shade, and that help anybody else but you and your little punk-ass crew.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
All your little cheerleaders on the side, over there sitting there, you know, Herculean your ass to death, saying, good answer, when you know good and damn well you about to get the ant, just like Family Feud. You know, it's just like a damn TV show. It's just like Family Feud. When you get to the last and final answer, and then they say some stupid ass shit, and you got the family, good answer. I would be that one family that that's some dumb ass shit you just said, Elroy. No, that's not a good answer. On national TV, I'm trying to win. What do you do? What was the guy say? What do you opine? And a man said porcupine. Like, really? Family sitting there, good answer. No, it's not. And it's not a good answer to talk to these millenniums or people that just started to get into the process and then play the, well, if you don't do something in the next 30 days, I'm not voting again. You probably never did vote. Yeah, I said it. You probably want to know people, up until this year, I didn't realize the importance of voting. You're 60-something years old. You're in your 40s, you're 50. I didn't realize it. Really? I mean, gone are the days, folks. Am I missing something? When I was 16, I was like, I wanted to get my driver's license. I wanted to get a job. When I was eligible to vote, I wanted to vote. I wanted my own money. I wanted my own ride. I mean, when I got old enough to buy a condom, I wanted to just buy a condom, even though, hell, I didn't even use it. It sat in my damn wallet like every other little boy or teenager back in those days when you had to put it in your wallet and it freaking dry rotted because you wasn't seeing no parts of it. I said it. Y'all, I feel unleashed. It's like that show I had. What was it? The second show or the third show? When I had my over, I feel unleashed again. I mean, I really did try to keep it inside. Go back to my little Glenn mode, be a good dad, do my cooking, drink my little Jameson. Now I got some proper 12. You know, do my little podcast. Don't ruffle any feathers. The hell with that. I'm ruffling feathers. I'm tickling. All that shit. Because what I heard today, it was inspiring, but it was also sad. I hate seeing a young sister with such enthusiasm and such fire get to the point to where she's drawn to tears. But I love it about her that you can get so mad that it can take you there. I get frustrated. I'm like, God, how can you be this fucking stupid sometimes? I mean, I'm supposedly smart people are like criticizing the NAACP for suing Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump. I'm like, what's that you claiming? Who roots for Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani? I don't give a damn if they sending them like shady postcards. The hell with anything on their side. And then when I'm listening to legal scholars and I'm listening to people that, you know, actually work for law firms and shit like that, and they're saying that actually this is a good thing that the NAACP is suing Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani because they're going to be able to bring things out in discovery that they couldn't in different scenarios during the Senate impeachment trial. But no. Automatically, the same old smart, dumb cats and Megan Thee Stallion types, automatically the first ones to jump on the bandwagon.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
The first ones to jump on them, you know, them wishy-washy, you know, brothers and sisters that don't try to act like they Democrats or don't vote Democrats or, you know, they too black for BET, they too black to vote types. You know who I'm talking about. The ones that got mad at me because, you know, I'm telling black people to vote like, who do you think you are? Y'all, you know who it is. It's Chris Rock was telling the truth, and everybody don't want to admit it. We do got a war in our community between black folks and the Nakers. I ain't gonna go full racial slur, but y'all know what I'm saying. Should I say it? Yes. black folks and niggas. I can't, I want to say it, but y'all know what I'm talking about. And these are the black people that are like mad at me, mad at us, because we have the temerity to get off our ass and go vote. I spent an hour and 15 minutes up in Lebanon, Ohio to vote. I saw maybe about, I don't know, 7 or 8 black people in line when I was there. When I walked out the door, I saw a lot more because, hell, I was trying to get up there early. Matter of fact, when I went to go vote, I tried to get the before the people get off of work and the after lunch crowd. So I was kind of right there in the middle. What about, 2 o'clock, I guess you can say, 1:45? And waited my ass in line, listened to black radio or listened to music. I believe me. I was listening to DMX, the whole shebang. And when I walked out of the Lebanon voting by the courthouse, everybody knows it on Justice Way or whatever. Yes, I walked out the door and raised my fist. I did. I was proud as hell. A couple black people I saw walking out, they kind of gave me the head nod. You know how we do. What's up? What's up? Yes. That's what voting's supposed to feel like. That's your one time to give a middle finger to everybody. Just like Flo's. Flo's rated E for everybody. My vote rated E for everybody. I felt good voting, huh? It's the one thing they can't take away from us. It's the one thing that we all have. Now, let me reverse it. They try to take it away from us. Then you got these fools. If Joe Biden don't do something in the next, by, you know, Friday, I'm not gonna vote. Shut your ass up. If Joe Biden don't do nothing by next week, and I ain't gonna, shut your ass up. If we don't get reparations by, you know, when's the Easter ball? Shut your ass up. Then the same people talking about, I ain't doing this, I ain't gonna get in the white man system, I don't give a damn about Joe Biden, be the same talking about, where my check? Hell, you don't got a job, you shouldn't get a damn check. If we're gonna keep it real, but you know, not everybody able. Hey, I had to get that off my chest, y'all. They kill me with that bullshit. They really do. You know, I'm gonna have to put the explicit table on this podcast. Hell, is there something more than explicit, like gone the fuck off? I am so sick of you, some of you people out there. I swear to God, you're the reason why our community has a vaccination rate that's half of everybody else. You're the reason why people are bringing up some stupid ass theories about, I saw somebody got the shot, took a sip of purple drink and died within 2 minutes. Y'all heard that stupid shit.
I ain't scared of you, mother.
I saw on Facebook where old lady went and got a shot, went and talked to Hank Aaron. They took a shot together. Hank died. She lived. Got the second shot. Then she died. Really? I heard it got cow pus, monkey sperm, cicada extract, and the THC from Lyle from Redwood in Kennedy Heights in it. In a vape. Shut up. I swear to God. I take blood pressure medicine, y'all. I take 2 pills. And I take a probiotic for my gut digestive health. And every day I call them on the show, I'm going to be shitting on these fools. I'm sorry. God, I'm cussing so much. I'm fired up. But I ain't going to cry. You know the Politically Podcast Show. Politically Petty Podcast Show. It's a Ralph Tresvant free zone. So take your little sensitive ass, your little Gilligan ass over there, your little stands over there. Oh, and by the way, speaking of stands, you alt middle busters are the worst. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to call it. Man, what is up with you, man? PG got you guys shook like a mop. I'm trying to tell you. I've never seen a white man shake up so many brothers in my life. Like, what is wrong with you? You can't be the hardest of the hard. Acting like you the softest of the soft. I mean, you getting on my nerves about as much as freaking Walnut Hills parents. Everybody go get it. Yes, I said it. CPS parents, y'all need to get y'all shit together. Now, I know I can't compare Mason Middle School and high school to CPD because it's 3 to 4 times the size of the Mason City schools. I understand all that shit. But either you guys been lied to, you didn't seek out the information, or you've been given disinformation. And I said it before. The parents that want to send their kids back to school, send them back to school. The parents that don't send them. Just make sure that they have the funding, they have the precautions and the restrictions in place to make sure the teachers and the kids are safe. How fucking hard can that be, y'all? I've seen that silly ass argument going on. I'm like, Lord have mercy. Does anybody want to go to school? Does anybody want to go back to work? Does anybody want to get any type of safety precautions whatsoever put in place so we can get these kids back in an advantageous place to where they can learn? All the other shit don't matter. These kids are going to be behind, folks. Like I said, I'm fortunate that my son is able to go to school. But the kids aren't, they can't be anything but be behind. And I know there are parents out there that are trying their hardest. Believe me, I tried it. And I think I'm like a smart cat. Hell, there was shit I couldn't get from eighth grade math. I'm like Googling shit. I don't know, is this cheating? Am I helping? Am I hurting? My mother, believe me, my mother never gave me and my sister answers. Believe me, she used to tell me in general, like, what's the use of me telling you the answer? Because I know the answer. You need to know the answer. And then she gave us an analogy about, well, what happens if you go in front of the class and the teacher asks you to explain something and you don't know the answer? And she just looked, we look at her like, what? She's like, you're going to look like a damn fool. And you know what? She's absolutely right. There is nothing worse than getting stuck up there in front of the blackboard, in front of everybody, a little honey that you tried to holler at, and you up there looking like a smart, dumb cat. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Folks, I know. I'm all over the place. I'm riffed. I told you I was going to go off. Because I ain't scared. Just like the song say. Let me get out of here. I'm about to get me some dinner. What y'all doing tonight? A little bit of news. I talked to some higher ups. Actually, I got a voice that you all know. And hopefully, within 2 weeks, I'll be on TV, man. Y'all get to see this pretty face of mine. Y'all get to see my facial expression. Y'all can see what is on my mind. Oh, believe me. You're going to get it all. That's all right. That's why I love to call it the top shows of my podcast. I call them The Tip. I got all type of ideas that I'm going to have for my audio and visual section. I'm trying to get my little background together. I got little flashing lights and stuff so I can look all glistening and shit. Yes. Like I said, I got more news to come. Where I actually gave them like a 2 week time frame for me to get my little shit together so I can get audio and visual, you know, compatible. I got the audio part down. I just need to get the visual down. But that's going to happen, so don't worry about it. I was actually looking at stuff before I even started this podcast. But I was so fired up. I was like, I got to get this off my mind. This is coming from the tippy. As they say, it started from the giddy. And hopefully in the end, you getting what I'm spitting. This is GW. This is a Politically Petty Podcast Show. I'm out.